Well, the Major League Baseball first-year player draft is coming up on Monday. A big time for all the teams, including the Baltimore Orioles. And joining us right now, the Orioles Director of Amateur Scouting, Gary Racich, joins us on the program right now. Gary, how are you?
Good, Brett. Good to be with you.
So where are you guys right now in the process?
Oh, we've got our board pretty well lined up. We're making some adjustments as we talk to players and watch some talk about players and watch some film. But for the most part, we've got it pretty well lined up through, I'd say the top 150 players or so.
And what's left to be done between now and post time on Monday night?
We'll review the selection. You know, we'll concentrate more on the core groups of players that we're looking at near the top, just to make sure that we're looking at the right players in the right spots.
Looking at what you have to work with this year, for one thing, these days, and since you've really been here, the Orioles, because they've been successful, are picking in the back end of the first round. Unlike for 14 or so years, the Orioles are picking oftentimes in the top 5 or 10. So the caliber of player, I would think, would be a little different. But you do get a bonus pick, a 36th overall pick, because of Nelson Cruz signing with the Mariners. How much depth is in this draft at 25 and 36?
Well, there's a lot of depth in this draft. I would say it's a little short at the top for the elite players. So down where we pick this year, this is probably a pretty good year to be picking down where we are. Actually, I would love to have more picks right around there. Mm. But we have a chance to get a couple of impact players with our first two picks,
yeah,
I believe.
That seems to be the consensus, where it's not a great year like Houston to be picking twice in the top five, because it might be short on that first five-pick lock kind of guarantee instant impact guy, but might be very long on total depth.
That's probably true. I would say that is true this year for sure.
When you look at the club right now in the farm system, at least in the higher levels of the minor league system, it seems to be short on impact position players. At this point, does that impact your board right now?
No, it doesn't. No, because each draft is differently, and we're going to draft and pick the players into the strength of the draft. We're not looking at what we have or what we need. And besides, the players from this draft aren't going to impact the big league club probably for 3 or 4 years. So we're looking to strengthen our minor league system, to invest our dollars wisely, to get good players either for the major league club or to trade.
That's really the big thing. Everyone's talking about, oh, look at what Eduardo Rodriguez is doing. He was not a drafted player, but giving up that for Andrew Miller. And my feeling is, the question is not whether you sign Andrew Miller or not, or what you gave up to get Andrew. It's, do you have next year's Eduardo Rodriguez to make that play at the deadline to help your ball club then? So you never have enough inventory when you are putting together a baseball organization. You need 25 guys on your big league roster, and then you need more to help out along the way with injuries and other things, and free agency, constantly stockpiling, and then potentially to move players because of trades.
Right. Right, and everybody here loved Eduardo Rodriguez. Don't get me wrong. He was a great pitcher. We all loved him. We knew he had some tremendous upside, and he was close to the major leagues. But to get something, you know, a lot of times you have to give up something. And we had a chance. We were, what, 4 wins from the World Series last year. So, you know, sometimes when you're that close, you got to go for it.
Gary.
And that's what we're trying to build up the minor league system to do, to contend every year, to have a chance to win every year.
Gary Racich, the Orioles scouting director, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Gary, when the organization, and it's been a tough start this year, but when the organization has had so much success in the last 3 years and 4 wins away from a pennant last year, how much does the entire organization feel uplifted by it? Not just you, but your scouting department and every apparatus and every different group inside the group. How much does everyone kind of feel the momentum of the organization?
Oh, absolutely. The whole attitude's changed here since the day I got here and 4 years ago. And, you know, rising waters float all boats. So, I mean, it floats every department. We're all a lot more confident than we were 4 years ago. We feel like we're on the right track, and we have a lot of confidence in Dan Duquette and Buck Showalter.
How closely do you keep tabs on the players you've drafted and are kind of checking in with either the Brian Grahams of the world or the different coaches in the minor league system, different managers in the minor league system? How closely are you monitoring different players that you've drafted and kind of analyzing what went right and what went wrong?
Well, I stay in close touch with Brian Graham as far as player moves and, you know, player placement, especially when they first are rookies, to where they need to start, where they need to begin their careers to have some success, that they're not, you know, put in a league that's overbearing for them or where they may struggle. Because we want them to go out and have confidence. But I don't talk to our coaches too much. I mean, they're professionals. They know what to do. And, you know, I just kind of turn it over to them and let them develop the players. I just try and handle the talent.
What's your favorite part of the process? Draft day itself, the process of scouting, which never really ends, or when you find out that one of the guys you drafted gets to the big leagues and then maybe has some success?
Boy, all of those are fun. I'll tell you, I like picking the players. I like the input that my staff gives me on players. I like selecting the players. I really like to sign the players when you finally bring them into the organization. But there's nothing like watching one of your players play his first major league game. That's pretty special.
Gary Racich, Orioles scouting director, with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Gary, if you look at Major League Baseball right now, it feels this way, particularly this year. There's a lot of good young players in Major League Baseball right now. We saw what happened with Joey Gallo the other day and Chris Bryant and all the hype he's created this year. The not so much younger guys anymore, but the Bryce Harpers of the world. It's a pretty special era, I would say, for baseball. But a lot of these guys have recently come through the first-year player draft, not necessarily through international scouting or whatever else. Would you think that's fair that we're in a special place? I know it's been talked about a lot that we're short right now in position player talent throughout the game, it looks like, college-ready position player talent. But with guys like with Bryant and Gallo, I know they're rare, but it seems like a lot of them are graduating right now.
Right. Yeah, no, there are special players. I think there is a little renaissance going on within the United States as far as baseball. Pitchers are throwing harder all the time. And I think the hitters, it'll be their turn to catch up pretty soon. But we're signing more and more hitters out of high school. And I think that's why you see the decline in college position players. But no, overall, I like the future of baseball and the direction it's going right now.
Yeah, going back, and we'll end on this for the position players. If they're good and they're out of college, they're not going to last very long. You were saying that there's more of an emphasis now to sign these kids out of high school. That was the run years ago with pitchers. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Would you rather see them get to the college level, see what they have at that level of baseball, maybe be a little more physically and mentally mature when they get signed and drafted into a professional organization, or is it better to kind of mold them at 18?
Well, I think as far as professional baseball is concerned, in my point of view, is you would rather have those guys before they learn bad habits in college.
Mm.
Because a lot of college programs have their own special way of doing things. They teach one way, a lot of them. And, you know, hitting and pitching should be geared more toward the individual player. So I'm probably on the pro side where that's concerned. And I like the individual instruction of what we can do for them. It's harder to break habits that were learned when they're 19 to 21 than it is to start fresh when they're 17, 18.
Mm. So you are confident that the Orioles will get a potential impact player at 25 coming up on Monday?
I like the players that we're talking about with both those picks. So now whether they're there and what other teams do, I don't have any control over. But I'm a little excited about the prospects for this year that we're looking at.
It's been a huge run of pitching with your first pick in your tenure and even before your tenure. Could that change in 2015?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, again, we're going to take the next best player, whether it's a pitcher or a player. And what we have in the system now and what the big league needs are right now, I don't think are going to influence that decision.
Gary Racich, the Orioles scouting director, best of luck coming up next week. Gary, I know it's a long, long process that never ends. Thank you so much for your time here.
You bet, Brett.
And we'll come back. Very interesting stuff. More coming up here on WBAL News Radio 1090.